8998.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more. With service options that respect you and your budget, all under one convenient roof. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're
full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
9 inches long and an inch wide.
Well, that's why you're not on here, Paul Harris.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
What?
Oh.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are with Stifel Nicolaus, their financial advisors. You see, I don't need a financial advisor. I'm not a multimillionaire. That's a common misconception that you need to be very, very wealthy to have a financial advisor. No, that's how some people become wealthy, is by having a financial advisor. We'll talk about what you need to start with them after we tell you who we are.
Hey!
We are many, but we are one.
I
got to write that down. It's like we're a group of people, but we're sort of one person.
Yeah.
We are many, many, but we are one. Let's start with this one. He's the control board operator. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, it would be ideal to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
Now, what's Costco got to do with it?
What?
They work for Costco?
Costs going up.
Okay.
Yes, so you can get all that information and more at markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You heard her earlier with the Wood Report, and if you didn't, I feel bad for you. It'll come around again next Tuesday. Her name is Tina Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I know Costco. I know. We're not really talking about Costco.
No.
You buy what in bulk?
Cheese.
I bet he does.
Oh, don't you know? He goes to Costco and loads up a couple of carts up with cheese. That red boy, he cannot get enough cheese. How about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've never missed a note.
Did you guys ever get tired of playing the same polka music?
No. I say no. No, they don't. I was 26 or 27 years old when I listened to my first financial advisor. Prior to that, I had told everybody, go away, don't bother me, or don't call me again. I don't have any money. And I really didn't have much money at 26 or 27, but what this one particular guy said to me, I don't even know if he's still around anymore. It was a long time ago, but it, somehow or other, he just said the right words. It made sense. And it ended up being a $40 a month commitment just right off the top, every month, $40, $40, $40. 10 months of that became $400, and 20 became $800. And then a few years later, we cashed it out and put it into something else, and that's how we started it. It starts somewhere. Earlier the better. But for you folks who think, well, I'm 50 now. Too late. No. You may very well work till you're 65 or 70. Let's say you work till you're 65. It's 15 years. Be surprised what you can do in 15 years if you have good advice. Advice that hopefully you'll be able to get, and I think you will, from Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas, otherwise known as Mark and Jason. That's what they do every day, all the time, and they're very good at it. I know that Mark in particular drives, I know Mark a little better than I do, Jason, drives a very nice car. And I don't know about you, but see, when you do what they do, I think sometimes it's kind of a tough call. Well, if I show up in a really, really nice car, they'll think I'm making too much money. Well, here's the deal. I don't want somebody giving me financial advice who can't even afford to live a good life himself.
Right.
So if he pulled up in like a 12-year-old Chevy truck or something, I go, now, you know what? I don't think I'll pass with you. Doing my financial advice.
Well, yeah, because if they're making money, that means you're making money.
And that's the only way they make money. If you do well, they do well. So the fact they're doing well means they're doing something right for their clients. So here's where you start to get a meeting set up with Mark and Jason at their website, markandjason.com. Go there, get the ball rolling. You need $25,000. You need $25,000 or more. To get things started. And hey, I hope you end up in short order with $225,000. Good for you. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring, of course, who else? Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
Pretty good. I could not be in a good mood on a beautiful day like today.
But it's a weird day today. It's one of those, it's one of those, I wonder what phase the moon is in kind of days, because all day to me before I got in here, just weird things happened, like two or three weird things. Have you had that kind of day? No?
No, not so much. I think it's just you.
It's just me, then.
Wow.
It's just you.
I guess so.
Well, the first transgender contestant to compete in the Miss Universe Canada pageant made the final 12 before being eliminated.
About time.
On the bright side, she was named Miss Masculinity, so congratulations. And controversy over a 1991 promotional booklet for Barack Obama's then-upcoming book that says the future president was born in Kenya. Critics say it's wrong, and Obama definitely wasn't born in Kenya. If he was, he would have won a marathon by now.
Oh, they're usually the winners.
They are usually the winners.
Very fast folks. And during the Occupy protests at the NATO summit in Chicago, protesters have been outdoors sleeping in tents. Coincidentally, so are people invested in Facebook on Friday.
Oh, man.
And finally.
Not quite that bad.
No.
You talking about my segment or the Facebook stuff?
The segment.
Both.
The segment.
Yeah.
Not quite that bad.
Ryan Seacrest has his house up on the market. Have you guys seen this? $11.9 million, if you're interested.
Seen it. I put a bid in on it already.
Got five bedrooms, seven bathrooms, 12,000 mirrors.
No!
Bunch of closets.
Yeah.
The Bill Clevelin segment. Brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 5 for ZK Tourist.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Bye. Bye.
I know. He can't hear me now.
No, he's gone, yeah.
You know what you just did? You actually, if he had, it would have made the joke better. Five bedrooms, seven bathrooms, and I'll polish it off, and a lot of closets to come out of.
Yes.
See,
I kind of like one of
you actually don't realize what you did there. Now, Bill, if he is listening, now he's mad. Why didn't I think of that?
Pee on the enhancer.
And you can't get sued. Because if you say lots of closets to come out of, well, anybody can come out literally out of a closet.
He has
if you
a bunch
go in
of
it,
clothes,
you have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody says, what do you mean by that? You go, well, look at him. He must have
a
lot of
nice.
Suits.
Yeah.
So he has to go into the closets. He only has to come out of the closets. Don't ever improve on his stuff like that.
I know.
That hurts him.
I know.
That hurts him big time. I've said this a couple of times. This is the last time. I hope it's the last time I mention it. If you're listening, Post-Dispatch, you know you can't afford to keep losing subscribers. Fewer and fewer people read the paper. I read that all the time. Across the country, younger people don't read the newspaper. So, please stop putting that stupid advertising flap over the front of the paper so I can't see the front page. And it's sometimes over the sports section. I hate that, and I'm not kidding. I speak for one only, but maybe I speak for many. I'm going to drop my subscription if you keep putting that stupid thing over the front where I can't see the front page. That's it. I'll give it up, and I'll go online and read it like most everybody else does. Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page because we have a couple of new things. Yesterday, Peon put up this great optical illusion. It is so much fun. It's easy. You stare at a plus sign, and then you'll see what happens. The other one I sent him, and he put up this morning, and it's a, what would you call it, a procedure, a practice, a...
How'd they label it? Let me see here.
It's something they do, men do in China, not all men, but it supposedly...
Treatment for...
For enlarged prostate. Mm-hmm. You have to see this video. It's not a joke.
Do they do?
Well, they hang heavy, heavy weights from their wieners. And they swing them between their legs. I mean like barbell weights.
Yes.
Okay. They're tied to their scrotum and wiener.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they swing them, and they claim, the guys who are proponents of this, that it reduces prostate swelling. And their wives, and they interviewed their wives, and one woman said, I speak fluent Chinese.
Wow.
Which translated means he is a much healthier man and much more satisfying and capable in the bedroom.
Wow. Ooh. So it kind of scratched.
What is
things.
200 kilograms? What is that in pounds? Because they showed one guy, and he had 200 kilograms of weights hanging from his scrotum and his wiener.
440 pounds.
He picked it up.
440 pounds?
Yes. He squatted down, and you saw it.
Yes.
He tied the heavy cord, and then he raised up, and with his junk, picked up 440 pounds.
How does that not rip something off?
Exactly. Wasn't it 250 kilograms?
I think so.
Like that?
Wow. It was 20.
No. I'm telling you, it was like 200
or like
kilograms.
40 pounds instead.
Well, what if it was like 20 pounds?
Yeah, boy, that's
a lot of weight.
You ever pick up a 40-pound bag of anything?
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Imagine tying that to your wiener.
Oh.
There is, I listened to it today. Somebody sent it to me. You can Google it and find it. It's a teacher, I want to say North Carolina, but I'm not sure. And it's an audio clip. A student in the classroom started the recorder on his phone when this started. And it's a teacher yelling at a student because the student questions something about our president, Barack Obama. It was a very, it was not an out-of-line question at all. It was maybe challenging something.
Something about being a bully?
Yes, and Mitt Romney's name came up. But when he said something about Obama and that Obama had even mentioned he had bullied a kid, this teacher goes nuts, tells the kid to shut up, and that criticizing the president is illegal.
Whoa.
Illegal.
She's been suspended. I mean, she tears this kid apart. Shut up. Don't you dare disrespect our president. So you'll find. It's easy to find. Last night on Channel 9, I watched one of the best pieces of TV I've ever seen, Pioneers of Television.
Oh, yeah, it's a series.
Oh, my goodness. But
this
one wasn't about any one, like it wasn't just Jack Benny, about Ed Sullivan, and it went from Sullivan to all the people who hosted TV shows that revolutionized television, starting with Sullivan, and then it went through the Steve Allen Show and Sid Caesar, Carol Burnett, the Smothers Brothers, Tony Orlando. It was unbelievable. If they rerun it, and I'm sure they will, watch for it. It's it just says Pioneers of Television, and it's about the evolution of the variety show and the different forms of variety shows on TV.
Is Milton Berle one?
Oh, absolutely. Milton Berle was known as Mr. Television, Uncle Milty. And they even get into Arthur Godfrey. Arthur Godfrey went from radio to TV, and the absolute end of Arthur Godfrey's career and what killed him, and he did it to himself, is he fired a singer on the show live on the air.
Oh, man.
Julius LaRosa.
Wow.
They had a falling out, and Godfrey chose to wait till they were on the air and fired him in front of her. And I had watched the video on YouTube before.
Just to embarrass him instead of doing it off the air.
If I remember, they're on cameras, black and white, and he has his arm around him, and he says to the live audience, he says, you know, Julius has been with us for whatever, he says, and this is his last show. He'll be leaving us. And the guy doesn't have any idea that he's leaving.
Wow.
It was his way of firing him on TV.
It's very interesting.
And they said that the whole United States just turned on Arthur Godfrey. They said,
wow.
How dare this guy humiliate this guy, like this singer like this?
It's very interesting how conservative the times were back then, that Milton Berle dressing up in drag just didn't seem to be that big of a deal.
Because it was done in a comedic way. It wasn't drag like we think
drag.
Like sultry, sexy, ooh, I can't tell if that's a man or a woman.
Right.
You knew Berle was a man.
Well, yeah, he's an ugly looking
woman. It was a joke. It was comedy. It was almost like a clown outfit for him. Red Skelton is featured in there. I'm telling you, what a terrific show that was last night. I've just had a very bizarre day. It's so weird. I went to Clayton today, and I was supposed to drop something off at an office, at an attorney's office. And so I park, and I thought it was odd that in Clayton I got a spot right there by the front door, which is never happens. There it is. I get out, and I thought, well, great. I get on the elevator, and I went to the third floor. Now, I had called to say I'm coming to drop this paperwork off, and the door's locked. It's locked. I knock. There's obviously nobody in there. And I thought, this is odd, because it's about 1:45. So I go down the hall, and they had a mail drop slot in the door. And I thought, well, I'll just leave the paperwork, but I needed an envelope. So I thought, I'll go down the hall to this dentist's office and say, can I borrow an envelope and a marker? And I'll just... I walk in the dentist's office in the waiting room, and there's not one soul there, and there's nobody at that, you know, when you go up to that desk where you sign in,
the reception.
There's nobody there. The sliding frosted window is open, and I yelled, hello? Nobody ever came out. I could have reached in and taken anything I wanted, the phone, the computer, and I stood and I kept calling, hello? Nothing.
It's like the
now,
end
I'm
of the world or something.
No, it's exactly. I'm thinking I'm the only one in the building who doesn't know about the bomb threat.
Yeah.
So I go to the other end of the hall, and there are two names on the door. Something, 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 and some initials, CDLC. I don't know what that means. There's some kind of professional. So I open the door, and there's a waiting room area. And there are two doors, each one with names on them. There's no receptionist. There's nobody waiting. I call out. Nobody comes to the door. Now I'm starting to get the creeps. It was like a movie, like the end of the, like you said, the end of the world. And finally, I went into, I don't even know what it was, if it was a psychiatrist or a dentist. I don't know, a dentist, but there was one woman there. And I said, whew, thank goodness there's somebody here. Could I borrow or have an envelope and a marker? And she said, sure. And I wrote a thing, and I dropped it in the drop slot, and I went out. And I noticed on the way out, I did not encounter one person. Nobody on the elevator, nobody walking down the hall.
Wow.
And I thought,
wow.
She and I were the only ones that didn't know that building was going to blow up in 10 minutes. It was weird. It was just weird. Now, I bet you'll think this is fun and interesting. You know, in People magazine, that Ask Marilyn, that genius, that
right.
Marilyn Vos Savant,
mm-hmm.
I think this is really fun. Listen to this. She says, a tourist stops at a small hotel and puts a $100 bill on the counter and goes to inspect a room. In other words, here's $100, mm-hmm. but I want to go check the room out. So the owner takes the bill and has an assistant go show the person the room. Now, while the tourist is looking at a room, the hotel owner takes the $100 bill, runs down to the butcher that he owes $100 to, and says, here's the $100 I owe you. The butcher crosses the street to a local wholesaler that he owes $100 to and says, here's the $100 I owe you. The wholesaler goes one block down to a farmer that he sees on the corner and goes, hey, you know that $100 I owe you? And he gives him the $100. Now everybody's paying their debt off with the same $100. The farmer takes the $100 across another street to a party planner who had set up his bachelor party. He had a balance remaining of $100. So he gives the party planner $100. The party planner goes back to the hotel, the original place, and said, here's the balance I owe you for the party room that I had. Here's your $100 back. And puts the bill back on the counter where it started. The tourist comes back and says, nah, I don't like this place. I'm not staying here. Picks up the $100 and walks away. Now, everybody has paid off their debts. Wow. Everybody's debts are paid. The original owner still has the $100.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
Yes.
And there's no way you can say, well, they didn't really pay their debt. Yeah, they did. They did pay their debts off. That kind of thing, if you think about it too long, it'll drive you crazy. You know that one that I hate where they say, what happened to the extra dollar?
Oh,
you know that one?
Oh, man.
I hate that thing.
Yeah. Mine is like to the two trains that leave at certain...
Well, that's simply a mathematical test they put on those ACT tests and junk that only geniuses can figure. Two trains leave a station exactly the same time going opposite directions. One train's going 60 miles an hour and the other going 40. It takes 16 minutes. I hate that. I had those on a test, I just immediately went A, B, C, D, pick one, multiple choice, C, and just went on to the next one because I knew I couldn't figure it out. But the $100 thing is interesting. Hey, does anybody know if the 55-year-old grandma made it as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader? I never heard a follow-up.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't even hear about it.
She tried out. She was 55. She says, I've been wanting to do this since I was 22. Sharon Simmons is her name. Single mom. Tried out a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't ever hear if she... The record, by the way, for a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader is 42. She's 55. And I say if she's in shape and she can do it, let her go.
I think so, too.
Why not?
I can't find out if...
Because they need something...
Maybe it's still going on.
They need something now to get new attention. Because the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader thing kind of became old news a long time ago. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
For Cheryl, who emailed me and says, I think it's been long enough, tell this joke again. Okay, Cheryl, I will. It is a great joke. It's the story, every town, especially small towns, and even where I grew up, has at least one woman that everybody talks about as the loosest woman in town. She's the one that every cop has slept with, every teacher has slept with, every businessman has slept with, the one all the women gossip about. And in this case, it's Nookie Green. Nookie Green gives it up for anybody. She couldn't be more promiscuous. And everybody knows about her. I mean, she has a reputation. And even the preacher has tried to visit Nookie Green and say to her, you have to change your ways. Wasted words. She never goes to church. All she does is sleep with guys.
Yeah.
And then... one.
Yeah.
That's an old, that's an inside old joke.
That's a good one. And then, one day, one Sunday morning, totally unexpected out of nowhere, as everybody is seated in the little local Presbyterian church, they're all in the pews, service is about to start, in walks Nookie Green. And she comes down the aisle between the pews. She's wearing a green, sparkly sequin green dress, like a showgirl dress, low cut, short skirt, short dress. She's wearing green patent leather shoes. She has a green boa wrapped around. She has a green hat and elbow-length green gloves and a green patent leather belt. And she walks right down and sits in the very front pew of the church. Sits down with her legs apart, no underwear.
Oh.
The choir director walks over to the preacher and says, "Is that Nookie Green?" And the preacher says, "No," he says, "I just think it's the way the light's hitting it through the stained glass."
With your Golden Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. When we check down eastbound 44, they're doing some construction right now, and they've got the right lane, actually two right lanes that are down, and things are pretty jammed up from Antire Road all the way up through 141. We have southbound 270 stop and go just a little bit north of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Also doing that bridge inspection on westbound 270 at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Right now, things are bumper to bumper from 203 to the Chain of Rocks. Westbound 40, it's the usual slowdowns now. Science Center through McCausland, Clayton, Warson out through Mason, from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, you had a slow pocket between 5th Street and Zumbel, and then you had another one that was between Cave Springs and T.R. Hughes. This traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Join myself and one of the three amigas this weekend at Snar Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. Talk to one of the folks here who can not only help you, but answer all your questions. Snar Hardware, park right in front. Get free popcorn. Come by and see Frank Blair. That's the Inside Out Show this weekend. We'll be there Saturday from noon to 3 at Snar Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. See you then.
The Inside Out Show, every Saturday beginning at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
If your car needed a new transmission, what would you rather do? Write out a big fat check for $3,000 or let someone else pay the bill for you? Well, 100 out of 100 people say they'd rather have someone else pay their expensive car repair bills for them. Nobody likes spending their hard-earned money on car repairs. And with Auto Assure, you'll never have to pay another penny for expensive covered repairs because Auto Assure will pay them for you. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-700-1423. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't waste your hard-earned money on expensive auto repairs. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-700-1423. Again, that's 1-800-700-1423. 1-800-700-1423.
When was the last time you searched for yourself online? I did.
and in less than 5 minutes, I couldn't believe the amount of private information that could be found and bought by anyone. Information like my children's name, my political and religious views, my relatives and birth date, and even photos of my house. I felt so violated, and I wanted to do something to protect myself. So I got a free online identity diagnosis at 123DeleteMe.com. 123DeleteMe.com removed more of my information from more sites more thoroughly than anyone else. Plus, they send me a report every few months so I can see exactly where my information is and what's been deleted. I feel good knowing my information isn't out there for identity thieves or anyone else looking to get their hands on it. Your personal information is yours, so protect it. Take the first step now by learning how to delete your information today. For your free online identity diagnosis, go to 123DeleteMe.com. That's 123DeleteMe.com.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beard drinkers, baseball fans,
chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs,
fishermen, sports fanatics,
coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company today, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate, 314-781-9000.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now, 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
$7.99 for prime rib and baked potato. Tonight.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. The same succulent prime rib they serve every day. It's just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
A great place for great steaks at great prices.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Tiny bubble.
In case you're new to the show, you say, what the heck kind of theme song is that? Tiny Bubbles in the Wine. Well, if you knew the guy who's about to come on here for this segment, you'd realize he consumes a lot of wine.
Yes.
An appropriate song. He's a connoisseur of wine. Some with bubbles, some without, usually without. His name is Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com, or just go visit the showroom on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, in De Pere, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. And here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Take care of my baby. Take care of my baby. My quiz question, name the name of the Hollywood hottie who has been trying to learn golf, but she is terrible. Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Paris Hilton.
Hey.
Miley Cyrus. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm sure I would know her if I saw her.
Oh, here, let me find some pictures.
Tiny little Save the Cheerleader girl.
She's tiny. I met her at a inauguration party for Obama on inauguration night. And she was at this party. I was invited by the senator from Hawaii, Senator Daniel Lakaka. And Yeah, she is breathtaking.
She had some, I think they were on vacation in Hawaii or something. They were some bikini pictures playing tennis.
Oh,
man.
Swing them around here.
Let me see.
Swing that monitor over here.
Let me find a good one.
She is just gorgeous.
What's her name again?
Hayden Panettiere.
She was a little kid on Remember the Titans.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No hurry on those pictures, Peon. Oh, I see her. Okay, how old is she?
I think she's 22.
Little spinner.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
That's real nice. Real respectful of women.
Very nice. Yeah. Hayden has dumped her one athlete for another. She broke up with heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko. Remember, she's 5'1", he's 6'9".
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Perfect. I don't know exactly how that all works.
Well, I do. You find a way.
Yeah.
And now she is dating New York Jets Scotty McKnight, who is a wide receiver for the New York Jets. Michael Jordan is getting married again.
Oh, good for him.
Hey, you might hurry up. Put in this name, Yvette, P-I-R-E-T-O. I think it's Pareto is her name. She is a model, Hot Pocket, so cute. She's 33, Michael Jordan, 53. I think Frank needs to see a picture of her.
Let's see what we see.
Perfect age difference.
There you go.
Yvette Pareto.
There you go. Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Yeah. Keeps Kanye West on a short leash. She tells him what to wear, where they're going, when they're going. He did a couple of concert dates in London, and she banned all women from backstage at this concert. I think we know what that's about. Mm-hmm. Love triangle in the making, Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
I don't like her.
There's a couple. Scarlett Johansson.
There you go.
Is the third party involved. Robert and Scarlett are co-starring in the movie Hate Mail, and they've gotten very close during the negotiations. Mm. Kelly Preston says she'll stand by
her man.
John Travolta, close friends say that Kelly's been aware of John hitting from both sides of the plate for a very long time.
Really? Didn't I say that
the
other day?
Well, what's interesting to me,
she knew.
Carrie Fisher did an interview with some magazine, and she said, and the quote was something like, in Hollywood, we've all known about John.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go. Was Rihanna flirting with Ryan Seacrest at a party the other night?
Okay. Mm.
Very strange. Music note, Lisa Marie Presley, Keo Jackson, Cage Lockwood. Her new album is called Storm and Grace. Anybody hear any of it?
I saw her on Idol last week.
Is it bad or what?
It was not very good.
The whole album is horrible.
Be careful how you're talking about my daughter, man.
I'll tell you what, she's cute, though.
And you heard her and saw her on Idol because I don't get it. Her manager is Nigel Lithgow, the creator of American Idol.
Really?
That's how she got on the show. Mm. It wasn't because the song was so great. Mm. It's like Morticia singing.
It was. It was very monotone, and it wasn't.
Sometimes the apple does fall far from the tree.
Yes. Or it gets blown, you know, like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Mm.
TV news: MTV is planning a new reality show for a more mature, a smarter, a more motherly Snooki. Sounds like science fiction, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She is pregnant, of course. ABC's Good Morning America is about to be Good Afternoon America. Same format. They're just going to put it on the afternoon. It's cheap. It's cheap. That's why they're doing it. Still, the number one daytime show is, anybody want to guess?
When? What number time one? Of day?
Any daytime. That's 9 a. to 5 p.
Okay, so that eliminates the morning.
Is it Ellen?
Wendy Williams.
No,
it's I'm gonna go with. I think
I'll say the View.
I'll go with Ellen. I'll go with Ellen.
The Price is Right.
Ooh. Hands down, Judge Judy.
Oh,
my. Oh my.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Kelly, well, that's why she makes $36 million a year.
Wow.
Kelly Clarkson is great on the new show Duets, debuts Thursday night. Programming note, we will review Men in Black 3 tomorrow.
Ooh.
And finally.
I'm not into the Men in Black thing.
They were both very funny movies. I forgot how fun they were.
Well, the first one was good. I didn't like the second one,
but I
did like the third one.
I saw the first one. It was okay.
Who is trying to play golf and they're horrible? Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, or Miley Cyrus?
Tina.
I'll go with Britney.
I'm going to go with Paris Hilton.
Britney Spears.
And I'll do Miley.
Her fiancé, Jason Trawick, big golfer, tried to get Britney Spears to play golf. She tried, but she is horrible. Mike Evans from Hollywood!
Who guessed Britney?
Me and Tina and I did.
Mm. See, you caught your own grammar.
I did.
You're finally starting
to learn.
Yeah. Your English teacher's listening. She can finally be proud.
Not a guarantee. I saw in the article, she's hit a couple people already, and balls landing in carts. And
she's hit a couple people?
Yes, golfers, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sure not very hard.
It's not a hard thing, not an easy thing to learn.
No. Oh, my goodness.
I think everybody who starts, you can't even hit the ball. You can't make contact with the ball. Real quickly, before we take a break here, for you, and please forgive me if you're offended by this, for you nuts who thought that 2012 was going to be the end of the year because of the Mayan calendar, in case you didn't miss it, I've been hanging on to this for a couple of weeks. They have now discovered wall writings in Guatemala that show that whole Mayan calendar thing, it looks like it goes well beyond 2012.
What?
Sorry for all of you who have been stocking up on, by the way, which would have done you no good because the end of the world is literally the end of the world, so you can't prepare for that.
And I saw something too that with the leap days and everything, this date, December 21st,
right.
2000, that's way off because they didn't account for leap days. So it's already happened. It's already occurred.
Yeah, there's all kinds of evidence that it's complete nonsense, but there are people who like to believe that stuff. So sorry, nuts, you were wrong again. We will come back and do an official goodbye on the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to check in with Tim Weiland. Here's your Golden Oaklandian Airborne traffic, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we're looking at southbound 141 now. It's pretty well jammed up from Big Bend or a little bit south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. Now, this traffic coming in on eastbound 44, you've got construction going on just before Highway 141, and things are jammed back solid now, almost to Antire Road. Only the two left lanes are open, two right lanes are down. Southbound 270 is stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We're looking at eastbound 40. That's baseball traffic coming in. That's bumper to bumper. Timberlake Manor through Mason and then a little bit east of Clayton Warson through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by REI. Hurry into your local REI store or REI.com May 18th through the 28th for REI's anniversary sale and save up to 30% on great summer gear and clothing. REI, find out. With your Golden Oaklandian Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Sam Donaldson from ABC News. I talk with a lot of radio hosts in different cities each week, but I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Millhaven every Tuesday morning. Sure, we talk about the serious things that affect your life, but I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw will hit me with the silly stuff, like what's happening on The Bachelor or Dancing with the Stars. They've never called me for that. Anyway, I digress. For the latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun, it's McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 until 10 on the Big 550.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? Well, it doesn't have to. The answer is simple. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now, get low APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline certified used Honda models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda certified used cars. Oh, and don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
There are a lot of unpredictable things that could happen while driving. You could blow a tire, be struck by a drunk driver, or be attacked by a zombie. Yes, a zombie. Zombies can cause crashes by hiding in back seats to stalk unsuspecting drivers or by wandering into roadways as cars approach. Wearing your safety belt could protect you from zombies. Wearing your safety belt will keep you safe. And wearing your safety belt is the law, even in the back seat. Don't let the zombies win. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. I've been telling you all about the original $189 window guys, but don't just take my word for it. Window World sales reps carry reference sheets and testimonials from neighbors who have used Window World. Exceptional price, service, and the strongest warranty in the business, that's Window World. Go ahead and shop, but make sure you call Window World before you buy. Window World, simply the best for less. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800, or windowworldst.com.
Everyone loves a barbecue, especially with ice-cold Pepsi and the crispy, delicious taste of Lay's. And this summer, your barbecues are about to get even better because together, Pepsi and Lay's are rocking your summer with free music. Buy both Pepsi and Lay's and you'll get a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So fire up the grill and turn up the music. Don't wait. Let Pepsi and Lay's rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program ends May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRocksNow.com.
Just had a quick staff meeting. We voted and decided we're going to do this again tomorrow. It was unanimous, so we'll see you then. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Did some investors get privileged information about Facebook before stock went on sale?